This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hold on. We got some juicy news. We got some juicy news, and I just dropped half of my equipment on the floor. Oh, my gosh. Don't worry. I got the microphone in my hand. Oh, this is some juicy news. Hold on. I got to put everything back up. Well, I just saw a study that Viagra could possibly prevent bowel cancer. We're talking cancer in the colon. Do you know how awesome that would be? Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I've been kind of going through something the last couple weeks. A couple friends of mine have cancer. I went to the doctor, and it looks like I'm, I hate to say this because, I mean, I try to act young and cool and whatever, but I'm going into menopause. My dad's just like, yep, I go, but everything's working down there and everything feels good. And I feel the way I'm 20, you know, because usually with menopause, you start having vaginal dryness, sex hurts, you don't want to have sex. I mean, that is not me. Not me. In the least. And no, you're starting to go through menopause, which explains it because I'm not sleeping well at night. I'm having some horrible, horrible sleep. But I don't care about the whole, do I have my period or do I not have my period? Because honestly, I don't need my period to feel young. Okay? As long as the boobies are above the waist, I feel good. I don't mind if the period stops. I won't be able to tell because I have an IUD. But what really, really scares me is after menopause in my family is when all the cancers kind of start to rear their ugly head. And in my family, we have colon cancer on both sides. I mean, we get smacked on both sides of the butt with colon cancer, so to speak. And so I'm really scared about that. My grandfather died of colon cancer. My grandmother did, both in the 80s. It was metastatic by the time it was found. Now, I've been getting my colonoscopies. You guys see on Facebook. I've been Facebook streaming my colonoscopies pretty frequently. You guys see me go through my prep. Okay? I'm very judicious with getting my colon looked at. But I'm still scared to death of that because, you know, it's one thing having it on one side of the family, but having it on both sides of the family. Many of you guys have asked about my breasts. Thank you. Yes, they are real. But I am nervous about breast cancer. One of my family members had breast cancer, and I'm sure the other ones would have, too, if they hadn't died of whatever else they died of. So I'm a little scared. But get this. There was a study that came out saying Viagra may prevent colon cancer. Very, very cool. Okay? So, where this comes in is they found that Viagra halved, so cut in half, the risk of forming polyps. Now, what these polyps are the precursors to colon cancer. Now, not all polyps will turn to cancer. But if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start as a polyp. So Dr. Darren Browning of Augusta University says the results were so promising that they can now look at human trials and patients considered high risk for colon cancer, such as those with family history, previous polyps, intestinal inflammation, such as colitis. Now, Viagra we've used for a variety of things. We've actually, it was originally designed as a pulmonary hypertension drug. So what it would do is relax the blood vessels so you wouldn't get the a higher pressure coming into the lungs. And they've been using it on premature infants. So we found out, coincidentally, that it would help men with erections. And so we use it now more for erections than an erectile dysfunction than anything else. Now, what did Dr. Browning's team do? Well, he said, when placed in drinking water, Viagra reduced polyps in a mouse model with a genetic mutation that occurs in humans, causing them to produce hundreds of polyps starting as teenagers and essentially always resulting in colon cancer. So they say giving a baby dose of Viagra can reduce the amount of tumors in these animals by half. Now, how does Viagra work? Well, it helps relax the smooth muscle cells around blood vessels so the blood vessels could fill more easily with blood. Viagra kind of helps stop the feedback mechanism that brings the blood back from an erection to allow the erection to last longer. Remember we talked about that with your cyclic GMP and all that cyclic AMP and all that other stuff where you're once you get an erection, you need to still go and hunt and gather when you're done having sex, so the blood has to leave. Well, in some people, the blood may only go there for just a little bit and it won't stay. So Viagra helps maintain the erection. So it's been the cyclic GMP mechanism is the feedback mechanism is prevented temporarily by that. Of course, if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, you need to get yourself to an ER where I put a needle into the penis to help suck out the extra blood because priapism can be pretty, pretty painful. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that. But what they found was the Viagra increases levels of the cyclic GMP, which is known to affect the intestinal lining. And they saw that the results of the increased cyclic GMP include suppression of some excessive cell proliferation that occurs in the gut, hence an increase in cells that shouldn't be there. Plus, also helps with the natural elimination of abnormal cells through a process called apoptosis. Apoptosis has nothing to do with zits. Apoptosis has to do with cell death. So they say when you give Viagra, we shrink the whole proliferating compartment in an area of her body that directly deals with whatever we put in our mouths and normally experiences high cell turnover. And high cell turnover can lead to mutations that cause cancer. So getting all scientific, or, you know, maybe not getting too scientific, Viagra inhibits PDE5, phosphodiesterase 5. This is this naturally occurring enzyme in colon cells and other tissues that break down cyclic GMP, guanylyl cyclase C. Don't ask me how to spell it. And so anyway, through this process, they found that they could hopefully decrease the proliferation, and hence with the proliferation, mutation that could lead to cancer. Very, very cool stuff. So what does that mean? Can we women start taking the Viagra? I'm ready to take Viagra today. Now that I found out that I'm going to be going through menopause, I'm not at all afraid to do anything to augment things that need to be augmented, if you get my drift. So I am very, very happy about that. Plus, there's a medicine called linaclotide, which is used to treat constipation and irritable bowel syndrome. That may also help increase cyclic GMP and reduce polyp formation. So we got a lot of good things in the works when it comes to that. Now, when we come back, you know how we've been talking about how O.J. Simpson may have CTE based on his alleged double murder? Well, now he thinks he has CTE as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, sorry. I know. It's kind of crazy. There's a lot going on, and I want to get to some of your guys' comments. Some of you have been pretty vocal, and I want to talk about what's going on with Trump and the death penalty in regards to opioids. But let's talk about O.J. Simpson and CTE first. And also, even before that, let's thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And let's thank Manny for working on the dials. I really appreciate you guys listening in. I really do, because you allow me this platform to be able to do my show. And big thanks to TalkStream Live, putting us in their top 50 Power 50 list of listened online radio hosts. I really appreciate that. So you guys rock. Okay, so when discussions of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a neurodegenerative disease that causes dementia, aggression, suicidal thoughts came out, one of the first things we discussed was, well, what about O.J. Simpson? All right, let's remember, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the double murders of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, but there's been much discussion of his impulsivity, aggressiveness, anger, outbursts. So years ago, we, played around with the theory that maybe O.J. Simpson has CTE. Of course, we can't diagnose CTE yet. They're trying to come up with blood tests and other markers. But right now, the only way to tell is on brain biopsy, which is done on autopsy. We're not going to biopsy people's brains while they're alive and well because we don't want to induce a seizure, cause a bleed or a stroke. So we're like, we'll just wait. We don't have a treatment for it anyway, so we'll just wait till they die, and then we'll examine the brains. Well, O.J. Simpson has opened up to a Las Vegas newspaper. I need to find out which one because I live in Las Vegas. I want to give credit where credit's due. I wonder if it's the RJ. Hold on a second. Let me take a look. Just because, in Vegas, we got some really good press. And I just want to see, hold on a second. All right. This is really important to me as a journalist, because I'm getting this from Daily Mail. I believe it is the RJ. All right. Then good. Excellent. Review Journal. Very nice. So he, opened up to them because he lives in Las Vegas. He lives about a mile and a half away from me. And he played 11 seasons in the NFL. And he says that he's already recognizing symptoms of the disease and thinks he may have it. He says, I feel all right, but I have days when I can't. I lose words. I can't come up with a simple word. I can't remember a phone number, so forget that. He also added, I get concerned. I do recognize that it probably affects you in short-term memory more than long-term. I know with me, I have days I can't find words. I literally cannot find words or the name of somebody I know. That gets a little scary. Those days happen when I'm tired. So how many concussions did O.J. Simpson have? Well, he, from what we understand, he only suffered from two concussions in his career at the Buffalo Bills and the 49ers. But it's not so much the actual concussion as much as any head trauma. So if it wasn't clocked as a concussion, repeated head trauma could still do the trick. They say these two concussions that he suffered was the exact same number as Aaron Hernandez. I didn't know Aaron Hernandez only had two. Aaron Hernandez was the Patriots tight end who was diagnosed with one of the worst cases of CTE ever seen on autopsy. In fact, he's only 27 when he committed suicide, and his brain looked like that of somebody decades older on an autopsy. And so Mark Gastineau, 61-year-old former New York Jets star, was on air talking to Pete McCarthy, saying football had ruined his life, leaving him with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. So, Emily Kelly, wife of 43-year-old former New Orleans Saint player Rob Kelly, wrote her account of her husband's aggression, paranoia, suicidal thoughts just a few years after he was forced to retire. So we see that posthumously, we're diagnosing a lot of these players with CTE. And more than 1,800 former NFL players, boxers, and military veterans have pledged to donate their brains to the Concussion Legacy Foundation for CTE research. And Boston University has been on the forefront of this research, investigating and examining these brains. They were the ones that came out with last year how 99% of players had some element of CTE. So, how does CTE affect behavior? Well, it's hard to tell. What we do know is CTE sufferers, when they look at the brain, there's these buildups of tau protein. And the buildups appear to happen on the frontal lobe. Now, the frontal lobe is the front of the brain. It kind of controls emotional expression, judgment, and seems to be one of the major areas of force when people hit their heads. So these tau proteins will disrupt normal functioning and synapses of the nerves. It could also disrupt blood flow to the brain. So stage 3 is where Aaron Hernandez was. Tau deposits expanded from the top of the frontal lobe to the sides or the temporal lobe. Now that affects the amygdala and hippocampus, amygdala with emotion, hippocampus memory. So we still don't know how to diagnose you early. And if we do know how to diagnose you early, we don't know what to do. You know, this degenerative process happens after your trauma. So you played football in high school, got a lot of hits. Does that mean when you're 40, 50, 60, your brain's just going to continue to degenerate? Now, I remember my grandfather had horrible temper, would be hitting us with a cane, always mean. You didn't know what would set him off. And my mom never had a good explanation for why my, grandpa was like that. She's like, well, he's in pain. Well, it turned out, you know, he was a leatherhead. He played football back in the day when you did not have helmets, and he, you know, sustained a lot of concussions. So we're assuming he had CTE also. Now, you know, now that you look back at it, you know, coming from a family of football players and soccer players, my dad was a soccer player, headed the ball a lot. He was impulsive. He was angry. He had, certain thoughts that would fall under that, I think at one time he did contemplate suicide. And so, and that was the one time I, you know, knew about it. So, I think CTE affects a lot more than we think. I think it's not exclusive to football players. I think many people out there that, you know, were in, any sort of aggressive sports, contact sports could be at risk. You know, also cheerleaders, we fall on our heads, right? You know, we fight in the locker room. You know, we're just as, you know, having just as much of an issue. Now, just as much at risk. Now, there's a class action settlement brought against the NFL by over 20,000 retired players that were affected by concussions. And so the NFL is going to dole out $1 billion of payments over the next 65 years. On average, each player is going to get about $190,000, while individuals can receive up to $5 million, depending on the degree of their injury sustained as well as the number of years they played in the NFL. But the settlement does not mention CTE. We still don't talk about how we're going to prevent it. You know, Aaron Hernandez, they said, might have had two, but only one officially documented concussion during his time in the NFL. But if he kept getting his head hit in practice, and he got a little dizzy and he didn't say anything, you know, is that going to count? How many of us got up and hit our head on a table? Or hit our head on cabinets? Is that enough to cause CTE? So we're pretty fearful. We, you know, would like some answers. And, you know, very frustrating is, well, what to do? If somebody said, you know, Dahlia, you had a concussion when you were a kid. You kept hitting your head on cupboards. You know, you've fallen down. No headboard. No, that doesn't count. Stop it, people. Be nice. But, you know, you've had trauma. You've been in sports. If somebody said, look, I think you're at risk for CTE. What could I do about it? Now, there are some things we could do about it. You know, you start getting resources available for people. And, you know, if they do end up having depression or mood swings or anger issues. But I think what we need to start doing is right after the head injury, start giving these people oxygen or CPAP, blowing air in there. To CPAP is your continuous positive airway pressure. We give people sleep apnea. I am dying to know if giving oxygen or giving increased aeration to the brain helps the healing process. Maybe lessens the degree. It's not a panacea. It's not going to be an absolute cure-all. But maybe it's something that can help. Maybe after every game, every injury, somebody goes through some treatment with some oxygen. Maybe there's vitamin infusion. Maybe there, you know, these are the things we need to figure out. And it's a shame. They say concussions are the red herring. It's not a big hit in football that causes CTE, but it makes it more likely. It's the repeated subconcussive hits that they think could be causing CTE. So that scares a lot of us. You know, I mean, you know, we look at grumpy old men and we see how, you know, grandpa was and grandma was. But we don't want to think that that's what happened. Or happen to us. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, over the past few days, everybody's been freaking out because President Trump has called on inflicting the death penalty to drug traffickers. And we have a plan that is going to roll out any moment now today. On his initiative to stop opioid abuse. Now, this initiative is supposed to be announced in New Hampshire, and apparently the opioid epidemic has hit New Hampshire pretty hard, and the plan includes a bunch of different efforts, okay? That does include law enforcement measures. So, what we're finding out here, this is now being reported to reported by CNN, the plan is going to include stiffer penalties for high-intensity drug traffickers, including the death penalty for some, according to Andrew Bremberg, director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. This was what came from the White House on the weekend. And Trump's plan will include law enforcement and interdiction, prevention and education through a sizable advertising campaign. I'm reading this. Improving the ability to fund treatment through the federal government and help those impacted by the epidemic find jobs while finding addiction. That was from Brennberg and White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. Now, Congress recently appropriated $6 billion to combat the opioid epidemic, and a senior administration official told CNN that Trump's plan will lay out how the administration believes that money should be spent. Now, the concept of the death penalty is what all the media circuits have been circulating around. And Trump has been, you know, speaking about the death penalty, and I guess this is going to be the first time, though, that it would be a part of an official administration plan. According to Brennberg, he says the Department of Justice will seek the death penalty against drug traffickers when it's appropriate under current law. So they're not just going to take a drug trafficker and do the death penalty. So I know that scares people. Trump called for the death penalty to drug dealers earlier this month at a rally in Pennsylvania. That started the discourse. His plan is expected to focus on sentencing reforms for drug dealers that would stiffen penalties for high-intensity drug dealers while other people languishing in prison for the low, while there's other people that were at a low-level drug crime. And he's concerned about these dealers that bring in heroin and fentanyl, not concerned about the people who are growing pot in the backyard. Pot in your backyard is considered a low-level possession crime. So the official said his plan will address stiffening of penalties for the people who are bringing the poison into our communities. So here's my thing, okay? Because I know I'm going to be interviewed on this later. All right. The death penalty sounds ridiculous as an outset, but I mean, if we have major, cartel-type violence, and these are people that would be falling under that category because of all the other crimes. If that's what they're talking about, I understand what he's saying, and he's throwing these sound bites out there to get everyone's attention. I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. We've been attacking doctors all this time and attacking nurse practitioners and PAs and people who are prescribing. And to me, it is about flipping time that somebody addresses drug dealers. And again, not that I want death penalty or anything like that, but I mean, it's about time that somebody in any discourse with this stops putting all the blame on doctors. Dr. Marianne Smith, who prescribes you some Vicodin because you broke your ankle, is not the reason why we have an opioid epidemic. Now, maybe they're gateway drugs. Maybe some people, and we've talked about this before, start with a Lortab, then maybe go up to Percocet, then maybe go up to OxyContin. OxyContin doesn't work anymore, so then they go to heroin. Maybe that happens in a certain number, but can we get that data? What I want Trump's plan, you know, if you ask me, what do I think the government should do? One is address the illegal drugs coming into this country, the heroines, the black market fentanyl. That has got to be addressed. It's about time. How to address it, that's not for me to say. I don't know. You know, stiffer, you know, criminal actions. Okay? So if that's part of the plan, we're not talking death penalty, but if, you know, we are going to stop and you know, do our job from a legal standpoint with the drugs coming in, that would be, I think, a huge start. Number two is we need to increase funding and increase providers that could provide addiction help. When you have somebody that does get addicted to a narcotic, okay, what do we have in place very easily to access, very accessible, for people who are addicted to narcotics? Do we have enough treatment programs? Do we have anything that really works? I want funding and research to go to that. I also want funding and research. I would love the NIH to work on a pain opiate alternative that really helps with pain. You have people out there in a crap load of pain, and they would like some relief. And they may be addicted to pain medicines because they are so afraid of the pain or withdrawal. Do we have any new fancy drugs coming around the bend gabapentin, Lyrica? Do we have Neurontin? Do we have newer types of meds? No, we don't. Well, because it's expensive. Most Obamacare insurances won't cover them without doctors having to put up a big fight. Why invest into a drug that you can't sell? I want to see money go to that. And what I really want to see is data, hard data. How many people that are overdosing and dying are doing it from Dr. Mary Smith's Vicodin prescription of 30 pills? In Nevada, 400 people die a year, they say, of opioid overdose deaths. That's 400 too many as far as I'm concerned. But in the long scheme of things, it's only 400 compared to the millions of people now that they're having a hell of a time getting pain medications. Can you give us the truth about how those 400 people died in my state? Did they die shooting heroin? And was cocaine also on board or alcohol on board? Or was it that they were popping some Vicodin with Ambien, let's say, or with Xanax? How did each of these people die and why? My hunch is it's not the Dr. Mary Smith's prescription that killed him. It's the mixture. It's the quantity. And probably the majority of them were fentanyl or heroin. So, you know, bravo to Donald Trump to steering the public lashing at stoning of doctors when there are tons of other things that we need to do to address this. Telling Dr. Dahlia Wax, you want to know what? You're going to have to do about 20 minutes more of bureaucratic BS red tape every time you write a prescription. Only hurts the average patient that has pain. That's not going to stop somebody shooting up heroin. Now, maybe my prescription could 10 years down the line cause somebody to be addicted to the point where they need heroin. But we have to help our people that need help now. If you can't get your pain medication, you're going to try to go to marijuana. And if marijuana doesn't cut it, you're going to go to alcohol. If alcohol doesn't cut it, you're going to try to overdose on ibuprofen and get a GI bleed or Tylenol and hurt your liver. And if you're in pain and you're not sleeping, do I really want you driving on the street next to my kid's school? I don't want you on narcotics driving next to my kid's school either. But I would really like to address people's pain. And nobody's talking about that. Everyone's talking about the opioid abuse. Is anybody talking about, let's help you with your pain? We have people in pain. Pelvic pain, hip pain, knee pain, head pain, neck pain. When are we going to address that? So I am dying to see Trump's plan, and let me just commend him for finally bringing, you know, bringing to light what needs to be brought. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speaks. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Austin police are warning of a, quote, serial bomber after a fourth explosion shows even a higher level of sophistication. Now, some of us are going, serial bomber? Well, we thought that after two. Yeah, I think it's the same guy also, but now we're being warned that Austin police are thinking it is the same guy as well. So fear has unfortunately escalated because there was a fourth bombing, I believe just today. And this time it was a blast that was triggered by tripwire. and demonstrated what police said was a higher level of sophistication than the package bombs used in the previous attack, so they're getting worse. Two men, unfortunately, in their 20s, were wounded Sunday night. Oh, that's right, it was Sunday night, as they walked along a street and were hospitalized in stable condition. The three earlier bombings since March 2nd have unfortunately left two people dead and two wounded. So according to Police Chief Brian Manley, we are clearly dealing with what we believe to be a serial bomber at this point, based on the similarities between now and what is the fourth device. Still, no motive. Is it terrorism? Is it a hate crime? He said investigators will have to determine if we see a specific ideology behind this. He said the blast involved tripwire, unlike the first three attacks, where the package bombs were left on the people's doorsteps. So a tripwire that somebody walking across trips, that's a much different type of bomb and much more sophisticated. And that would, the reason why that's also a very concern, I mean, they're all concerning, but why that really starts to raise the DEFCON levels, because it's now not a direct attack on one particular person. This was targeted at anybody walking by. So the device this time was, quote, a higher level of sophistication, a higher level of skill. So they are canvassing the area in search of anything suspicious. Residents were warned to remain indoors and to call 911 if they need to leave their homes. See, unlike as of prior to this weekend, it was, okay, don't open up any strange packages. Now, be careful walking outside. Manley asked anyone with surveillance cameras in their home to make the footage available in case suspicious vehicles or people could be seen. So Sunday night's explosion happened in the southwestern Austin neighborhood of Travis County. This is, though, far from the sites of the earlier bombings. Those occurred over 2 weeks in residential neighborhoods east of Interstate 35. A 22- and 23-year-old two men, were injured this time. They're white, unlike the victims of the earlier blasts, who were black or Hispanic. So rather than being hate crimes of a specific group, this could be somebody who just wants to randomly... You know, either way, he's sick. Whoever's doing this is sick. You know, direct bombs to people's doors start expanding the criminal investigation as to what enemies have they had. Are they related? Did they all work together, etc.? But the randomness of this, just starts to complicate. The investigation. So, anxiety is heightened. People are nervous. Spring break ends today for the University of Texas and many area school districts. So a lot of people, who are out of town are now coming home going, okay, well, where do I walk? What about buses? What about, Ubers? What about, you know, so people are concerned about where else bombs could be. So we'll keep you posted on this. As of the latest, rather than them being unrelated, the police chief is saying that there are similarities between all types of these explosives. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So students are sneaking in their e-cigs because it's looking like a thumb drive. And vaping is on the rise, and parents are really freaking out about Juuling. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen Juul. It's this new vape system that basically looks like a thumb drive. And according to a new report on Women's Health, the Juul is so small that students can plug them into their laptops for a charge while passing them off as flash drives. And apparently, Juuling is an epidemic now that's sweeping across campus. They're not even calling it vaping. They're calling it Juuling. But these Juul pods, just like other e-cigs, contain nicotine, according to the American Lung Association. And nicotine is addictive. That can have negative health impacts, even on adolescent brain development. So Dr. Mary Shelley, director of NYU Langone Medical Center's Tobacco Cessation Program, told Fox News, the effect on the brain is concerning because we don't want them developing an addiction, and then there's some neuropsychiatric concern that they would be more likely to use other drugs and develop some mental health issues. She explained how vaping is a safer alternative to combustible tobacco, but you're still getting nicotine. And what's the solution you're breathing in? So the Juul Labs website states that the company strongly condemns the use of the product by underage users. It is, in fact, illegal to sell our product to minors. Well, it doesn't matter. People are getting it. So a Juul vaporizer contains about 5% nicotine by weight, or 200 puffs, while most other e-cigs and vapes contain anywhere from 0.03 to 1.8, so they're higher. So nicotine binds to the receptors in the brain, releases dopamine, other neurotransmitters, so people feel better. She added, I don't worry about smokers using these cigs. It's the kids who are naive about nicotine. And there's a young kid that we're finding out that just started vaping just for fun at my kid's school, and now he has to vape every day. These are kids who probably would have never touched a cigarette, never would have started smoking because of the taste, because of the difficulty getting them. He's now addicted to vaping. I think he's, what, 14? That's a problem. Now, these Juul pods are available at convenience stores and online. You have to be 21 or older to purchase it, but just like with alcohol, we all knew how to get it. Danielle Foster, a 15-year-old high school student from Milwaukee, interviewed by Fox News, said plenty of her classmates Juul in the bathroom at her school. We don't call it vaping anymore. We call it Juuling, if they, you know. She says, I see a lot of people using them, and teachers don't know how to look for them. They think it's better than smoking weed or cigarettes. And they say a recent study from the University of Washington found substantial evidence that young people who use e-cigs are more likely to try cigarettes. So, what are the long-term health consequences of e-cigs? We don't know. We have no idea what happens with the formaldehyde or the other chemicals that are being made when the cartridge and coil heats up. One study came out talking about how with vaping, when the coil heats up, the metals leak into the vapor, and then that gets into your lungs. We don't know. We may not know for a while. We may not see the effects for 20 years. Yet these kids are going crazy with this stuff. Also, what about the secondhand? You know, my older son says, you know, he and my younger son, they say, no, they don't want to vape. They don't want to get addicted to it. But are they around people that vape? Yeah. They're around people that vape all the time. So now what are they breathing in? And every time I write an article on vaping, there's somebody that gets mad saying, oh, we're spreading, you know, false news and we're, you know, making mountains out of molehills and just, you know, gets all, you know, everybody gets their panties all up in a bunch. But, you know, listen, I don't care what you do to quit smoking. And if you like to vape, that's fine. I care about the kids. And I really think we have more kids e-cigging and vaping and juuling, whatever you want to call it, a higher percentage doing that than those who ever smoked. I'm going to tell you right now, if I was a high school student, I tried smoking, I didn't like it. It didn't make me cough, I just didn't like the taste. But if there was something that was pink or aqua blue in the 80s that tasted like strawberry daiquiri that I could breathe with my friends, I probably would have done that in school. So we have people who would have never even gone there going there. And once you go there, you're there. Once you get that nicotine buzz, you guys know how addictive nicotine is. And a developing adolescent brain is just prime for manipulation by an addictive substance. I don't know how to, so, you know, every time we make progress, like quitting smoking, etc., we spurn a new epidemic. We brought this on ourselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.